complimenting Brits William, would we normally sort of say to people, you know, you're a good-looking girl, you're a good-looking guy, you're a pretty girl? Michelle, I probably wouldn't actually, because I think some people, especially in Britain anyway, feel quite uncomfortable when you make comments like that. I think people in Britain sometimes find it hard to take compliments. And also it's kind of as if you're trying to flirt with them, and I just think there are more subtle and better ways to do it. William, do you think that British people actually like giving and receiving compliments? Finn, I think British people do give them but quite rarely, so when you do get a compliment from a British person, perhaps it's quite valuable, maybe it means more than from another culture where compliments are perhaps given more freely. For me, personally, if I notice that one of my colleagues or friends has a new item of clothing or a new haircut, I generally like to comment on it. Even if I don't think it looks great, I think it's important to give that person a little boost and say, "Oh, you look great today, that's a really nice haircut, it suits your face," that kind of thing. Although Will, I've noticed yourself, your facial hair has changed and it makes you look really young and perhaps even taller. William, thanks Finn. I don't need to be any taller than I am. I'm already quite tall enough. But I notice that you're complimenting people on their haircut and on how they're dressing, but you're not saying you're a handsome guy or you're a beautiful girl. Finn, I wouldn't naturally walk up to a guy and say you're handsome, unless I had a good reason to. I don't know what that would be.